The Bristol Bay Borough Police conducted an investigation of the accidental death Wednesday. Chief Stan Swetsoff interviewed witnesses and offered a recounting to KDLG News. His understanding is that Brewer was on the tug vessel Cross Point coming back from Igigik. When the tug reached three barges moored in the mouth of the Naknek River, it began helping to repair a mooring line that was fouled underneath a buoy. Unable to push one of the barges far enough back to fix the problem, Brewer and another deckhand climbed aboard the smaller vessel's Scout and climbed onto the buoy itself to attempt to unshackle it. Both were wearing PFDs. The tide was pushing the barge into the buoy, and Brewer was knocked into the water. He held on for a moment until the force of the outgoing tide sucked him underneath the barge. He reappeared between two of the three barges and found a foothold to try and climb aboard, but those two barges were being pushed together. The chief says the witnesses on board could tell he wasn't going to make it on board fast enough and tried to get underwater to avoid the impact, but his PFD prevented him from escaping harm and he was crushed. Brewer's body was pulled downriver, and he was recovered by the smaller vessel, which attempted CPR. EMS responders met the vessel at the Peter Pan dock and attempted CPR as well until he was pronounced dead. Spencer Brewer's family in Washington was notified, and his body has been sent in for an autopsy. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.